Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. Of course, all of our guests that are joining us are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Call or click today and find out what you can save. And we are very excited to present to all of our listeners across the country tonight a very special book review. Author Gail Buckland has just released this extraordinary book and compilation of, 280 outstanding photographers and their most heralded images, photographs that truly capture the essence of an athlete's mastery of mind, body, and soul against the odds, doing the impossible. The holidays will be here before you know it. It's the perfect sports photography book, and we are so honored to welcome in author Gail Buckland. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, Alicia.
Well, this book, it's truly, I do a ton of book reviews throughout the year. This one is one of a kind. It will totally take your breath away. And as you talked about in the book, too, it's a book about the art of sports photography and the men and women who have captured the fleeting, exquisite, and exciting gestures that sports present. They have given sports its image. And when the action stops, the still photograph, it remains. You said it best. So tell us, how did you come up with the idea for the book, Who Shot Sports?
Well, it's twofold. A few years ago, I did a book called Who Shot Rock and Roll? A Photographic History, 1955 to the Present. And that was an amazing ride. People love rock and roll. There's no question about it. But they didn't know who had taken the photographs on the album covers they love or the posters they had in their bedroom. They really never thought about who gave the image to rock and roll. And that was enormously successful, and it brought a lot of people to a different way of thinking about rock and roll than previously, because rock, you know, is as much about image as it is about sound. Then I was speaking to my partner and quite happy when I said, you know, I wasn't working on a new book. Uh-huh. And he said, sports, just one word, sports. And I said, oh, I know nothing about sports. I can't do a book on sports photography. Oh, that's a great idea. Uh-huh. And it's a great idea because it hasn't been done. You think, because there's a zillion sports photographs, and Sports Illustrated has done many books, and we seem to see sports photographs all the time, that someone had really paid attention to the people who took those images, and they haven't. It's generally about who's in the picture. It's about the athlete. It's about the winning touchdown. It's about the incredible catch. It's about the dunk that seemed miraculous. But who took those pictures? They didn't just happen. And there's actually a long story, starting in the 19th century, with photographers taking over, quite literally, from the great artists of ancient Greece, and the great artists in antiquity, celebrated through their art, the greatest athletes. Then jump forward to the period of photography. It's the photographers that give us the pictures that touch our soul, touch our hearts, excite us. Sports is so visual, but we tend to remember the frozen moment. No matter how many games we watch, how many replays we see,
yes,
it's often that still image that remains. And sports photographers are masters of the moment. And sports is about being in the moment, whether you're playing it, watching it, or shooting it.
Gail Buckland, the author of her new book, Who Shot Sports? A Photographic History, 1843 to the Present. This is your 14th book, from what I understand. And share with our listeners, because we're quickly running out of time, but share with our listeners across the country just some of the photographs that you included.
Well, I include a wide array of photographs, from iconic pictures such as Babe Ruth saying farewell at Yankee Stadium, taken by Nat Fine, who won a Pulitzer, two photographs of children playing softball in Cuba and kicking a ball in Africa. I have amazing photographs of Walter Yost, of Michael Jordan, who the two people had enormous
Love
mutual
it.
Respect and collaborated. I have photographs from the 19th century really showing how the camera was developed to stop motion. Sports photographers always have needed longer lenses, faster cameras, because they want to show angles, perspectives, views that we can't see with our naked eye.
It's an incredible book. Of course, Gail Buckland, the author, is with us tonight right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio. It is titled Who Shot Sports? A Photographic History, 1843 to the Present. Gail, tell our audience where they can go and get a copy.
Well, if you have some local bookstores, you're in Dallas, right?
Absolutely. Or you can, of course, Google it and find it online as well. It's amazing. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to mark the calendar. We're going to have you back in the month of November before the holidays really hit us hard. And so we can go a little bit more in depth with the interview. I know we're a little short on time tonight, but such an honor to have you on our program for the very first time. Thank you so much, Gail.
Thank you, Alicia.
That, of course, was Gail Buckland, author of Who Shot Sports. Time to thank all of our amazing guests, Brian Jones, Frank Pomerico, Steve Bordstein, Mac Engel, Mike Kelly, and Alex Kirshner. Always a big high five to our producer, Gio Lopez, and we'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio.